All right, everybody, let's get started. It's 5 o'clock and we do have a quorum, so I will call the meeting to order. Thank you all for coming. I think this will be a faster meeting than our previous ones. So we'll start with a roll call, please.
Maribel Alvarez.
Present.
Vanessa Gallego is absent. Trey Devon Rhodes.
Present.
Ed Handel.
Present.
Robert Jaramillo.
Present.
Raquel Abel.
Present.
You have quorum, sir.
Thank you very much. And next we will do the approval of the minutes, which we have printed out here. Do we have a motion to approve?
So move.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion or changes that we need to make? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. Item 3, call to the audience. Once again, I don't see anybody. So we'll move on to item 4, which is the continued discussion and possible action of our recommendation. So we do have a draft of the letter. I had proposed some changes over the weekend, and I believe those have been included in this copy of the letter. Nothing, it was just changes to account for a few things that we had agreed on the previous meeting, but didn't make it into the first draft. So I think that's accounted for. So I guess I'll just open it up if anyone has comments on the letter.
I thought it was very well done, very nicely written.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you write that, Jesus? It was great.
There's a template that one.
Okay. Nonetheless, thank you all. Yes. Thank you all so much for your great work. Oh, good. No, no chat GPT? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well done.
Did anyone have any changes or additions they would propose? We can just take a minute. I think we got this on Saturday and it's been busy. So why don't we just, and this is the updated version. So why don't we just take a couple minutes and we all just look through it and we'll reconvene in a couple minutes.
No, it looks good, yeah.
My only comment is, and this is not a request to include, is on the findings of the committee first paragraph. it stays the currently 2.9%, is below 10%, so it's very measurable. And then it says it marginally satisfies the rough proportionality consideration. And I was wondering, there should be a sentence that followed that that explains why marginally, in simple, plain terms, say, you know, rough proportionality based on minority voting would require three districts, we're at two, or, you know, something, whatever the appropriate language is, because the word marginally could just be, again, a source of misinterpretation. But again, I don't want to get into the weeds too much.
No, it's okay. I actually have the exact same comment. I highlighted that in my document, the word marginally. I guess I'm not, does that word have a specific legal meaning that we might not be aware of, like a marginal satisfaction of the condition?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I don't think it is defined in the code as any particular thing which would say that it would have its common ordinary meaning, but I don't know if that's very helpful here.
Normally I would think of that word to mean like just a little bit, which I'm not sure that makes perfect sense in this context. I mean, to me, that sentence is something I thought we would probably talk about, partially for the word marginally and partially because that's not really the reason that we're not recommending redistricting. I mean, it is true, and we could discuss that, but even before we talked about that at all, we had already decided not to do redistricting because the city attorney instructed us that based, I believe, solely on the MPD, that we should not redistrict this year.
Which is stated before that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a furthermore.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure it's quite accurate to say that the committee acknowledged the satisfaction of rough proportionality is one of the reasons we're not proposing redistricting. Because again, while that is true, I'm not sure that actually came up in our discussions. I think if we put that in the letter, we need to explain it. Because I believe it is true, like rough proportionality means, as defined, the percent of voting age minority population should be roughly proportional to the number, to the percentage of majority minority seats in the city council. Right now there's two, which is 33%. If we bumped it up to three, it'd be 50%. And the actual number of minority voting age people in Tucson is 42%, which is right smack in the middle of those two.
Could something with that kind of detail be a footnote? Is that allowed?
Mr. Chair, members, I don't see why not. That's fine. You can draft it as you wish.
But also, like, this isn't part of the reason we're not proposing redistricting. So I'm not even sure this really needs to be in the letter at all.
Item, what is it?
Is your mic on?
MPD is
currently. Turn your mic on.
I believe it's pretty self-explanatory with the current ratio being 2.9, which is acceptable and well below the target mark. That's why
right.
Recommending that it's not be changed at the present time.
Yeah.
I'd say we could just leave it as is, with maybe excluding the marginal, or putting it.
Or just take out that sentence altogether. I mean, again, it is true. We are currently satisfying the rough proportionality principle because the number 42 is right in the middle. Right now, minorities are underrepresented by 9%. If we created a third majority minority seat, they would be overrepresented by 8%. And those numbers, 9 and 8, are almost the same and therefore roughly proportional, I would say.
I think we could rewrite the sentence and to be truthful to the record, had we had a discussion where we would have said, okay, 2.9 is well below and that's enough. But as it turns out, even with 2.9, there's, 22%, the proportionality is like instead of two words, there's one word. So it's really lopsided. If we had had that discussion, then that would have been a compelling factor on the criteria. You know what I'm saying? But we never had that discussion, which is what Ed is saying. So maybe the sentence can stay, but it was stated in a different way. Furthermore, the committee did not find that the rough proportionality questioned, was compelling enough to tip, to add additional arguments to the something like that. It's a question in it's a statement in the negative, so maybe that's not so good, but
no, that's
it's more
point.
Accurate to what we discuss.
Yeah, if we had found that we had only one majority minority seat, we might have said, we're not even close to rough proportionality. We need to do something. But since we're already, again, roughly proportional, the fact that we only have six wards makes it impossible to get exactly 42% of the seats being any particular way. I think that makes sense.
Something like that would say, not that it's marginally okay, just to say that the committee did not find it rose to the challenge that it compelled being addressed as a sole criterion, something to that effect.
Right.
But the attorney is consulting with the city manager, so okay. Maybe we're way off.
No, that's fine. Wait, let's give him a minute to hash this out. Because even so, we were told not to redistrict regardless of that. So like the real reason is the MPD, right?
Could we have disagreed with that?
Yeah.
We could have said as citizens that we wanted to redistrict.
Yeah, we can do what we want.
So
that's why we're here.
We could have disagreed with that. All right.
Okay.
So
instead of furthermore, we could move the committee has concluded no redistricting options will be recommended. Although the committee does acknowledge that the current demographic constitution of the ward satisfies the rough proportionality consideration, that is not a basis for redistricting.
Well, you would.
That would not be completely true either, right?
Right. You wouldn't want to say. I'd want to just reword that, but I think we're on the right track here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, it's mentioned twice. So it's also mentioned at the end of the letter in the final recommendation. In the same context, it's kind of repeating the same, as you should in the letter, you kind of state your main point at the beginning and the end. So that makes sense. But
where do you see it again?
In section three.
Okay.
In the first sentence of section three. I want to change that one for sure, because that implies, I guess I don't want to be too nitpicky here, but I think that kind of implies that that's part of why.
That one needs correction, because that's it's not quite accurate that we are roughly proportional. We have to explain their margins.
Well, I actually think it is accurate that we are roughly proportional, but it's not accurate to say that that's why we aren't recommending redistricting, because we didn't even really talk about that. So it could be thrown in as a mathematical fun fact, but it's not like really part of why we made our decision.
But we didn't make it an issue because it is roughly proportional. Marginally proportional.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like we didn't make it an issue because it's marginally proportional,
yeah.
But it's not really completely rough proportionality as defined by the concept. It's a play of words.
I mean, I guess it depends on the definition of the word roughly, but right now we are fully satisfying the rough proportionality condition, but you're right that the fact that we, like, the fact that that condition is already satisfied is part of why we didn't choose to redistrict, because if it wasn't satisfied, we might have said, hey, look, we're like way off here. It's, you know, we've got 1 out of 6 seats. The math says it should be roughly halfway between 2 and 3 seats should be majority minority, and we're at 1, so we got to fix this. The fact that that's not the case is indeed part of why we didn't change it.
Could we add the statement, but without a judgment, just making it a plain fact? Furthermore, in the current state of the city, you know, state the numbers, like rough proportionality would mean 42%, yeah, and we are at such and such, you know, so I wonder if just stating the facts as a statement versus saying we found, we felt, we determined, which we really didn't tackle that directly, only by default.
And we're going with what's current. Now, what that might not be the case in a year or so. Yeah. So that's when they're going to have to determine what changes they're going to make at the time. So, but right as it stands, that's what we are recommending.
You know what? That's a great point. And I just had an idea related to that, which is one of the additions that I proposed, which is now in here, on the second bullet point of page 2 of the second full bullet point that mentions the percentage, the 42.2%, that would be a good place to put this. Let's take it out of the intro and the conclusion, because it really wasn't like a key driver of our decision-making process, evidenced by the fact that we only really started talking about it today. but it is worth throwing it in there, and that would be a good place to put it.
I like your suggestion. I think we take it out from the first page and from the last page and include it here on this bullet as at the moment, and we state the numbers of what it would, and you can restate that.
Some language.
I think that would cover it without us giving it a, putting our thumb on either way.
I agree.
Yeah, because the fact that it might change in 2028 or some other year in the future is kind of the extremely key point. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, because,
I personally think the letter is accurate as it stands. I feel any wordsmithing that we try to do, I don't think it will necessarily... I don't think it'll provide the outcome that we're thinking right now. I think if we change and move the last couple of sentences to that second full bullet point, I don't really think it makes too much of a difference. But that's just me personally. I think
it's
accurate as it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I do understand your guys' concessions with the term marginally. So I can understand where you guys are coming from. So. We do want to make a change. I can, I'm not opposed to it completely.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Tiny wordsmith changes in this document that's proposing a process for 4 years from now is not a ground shaking thing, probably.
Based on what's happening now, and the city that we put in place years from now, they're the ones that are going to determine which way they want to go.
Absolutely. They'll make their own tweaks and adjustments, you know, just as we have. So.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, if you guys could speak into your microphones, please. Thank you.
If it was up to me, this is what I will do. If I was the sole author, I would delete the sentence on page 1. Furthermore, after that, I would delete that. I would add factual information on the second bullet on page 2 about the numbers now, just like it is 42.2, I would also say current rough proportionality would mean 3 districts, majority minority at the moment is, and I would just add those numbers, the specifically the percentages that you had told us, you know, we're like a little below, but if we go to 3, we would be above, what would be proportional. I would include that. And then I would finally, this will be my third change, would leave the last page, final recommendation. The reason for that is that the number of minority majority wards being roughly proportional to the percentage of minority, or that's where I would insert the word marginally. You know, I would do a little musical chairs, because then by that time, by the time you get to the third page, marginal makes sense, because now you have explained in page two the actual percentages that you're talking about. Three districts, three wards versus two. But that's just a proposal so that we can can decide it and move on.
That makes sense. I'm still a little unclear on what marginal means in this context. Like, the word rough to me kind of covers that already. Rough proportionality means, you know, approximate. And so conceptually, I don't quite understand the idea of marginally rough.
Seems like marginally means minimally.
Yeah, I think the word rough is already doing the job of the word marginally.
Yes and no, because minimally satisfy the, in quotations, rough proportionality. So that the standard is rough proportionality. We're not saying it's roughly proportional. We're saying it's minimally, roughly proportionally. Does that make sense? We're quoting. That's why it's in quotes.
Mm-hmm. But the rough proportionality principle uses the word roughly. I mean, maybe we're going too far down the rabbit hole here, but
I think we might be digging too far deep into the future. And I think what as it's presented to us, I feel that it's done well. And I'm sure they went over the whole process prior to putting it in writing.
I propose no change be made.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. We have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Now we have discussion, which is kind of where we already were.
I accept that, but I would like to, if it was okay with everybody, that then that bullet be footnoted, just or added the in bullet two on page two. I think it would be helpful for the public who reads this in the future to know what that meant in this particular time.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
33% versus 50%, and the range is 42. So I think that would be just my only amendment. If it is, can I make an amendment to that motion?
You can amend with a footnote or to change that second bullet point on the second page. And then if you want to make that an amendment, whichever one of those can be an amendment.
What, Madam Clerk, what makes more sense?
Make a friendly amendment to the motion. The maker of the motion and the seconder have to approve that friendly amendment. You can also make a substitute motion, which needs to be discussed first before the first motion.
Who made the motion? Trey, would you accept an amendment to the motion to add a sentence that explains the 33 to 50 range?
Yeah.
Would you second?
Second.
And that sentence, Madam Clerk, would just be that, just explaining that by definition, rough proportionality now stands at 33%?
Maybe I should. Should I write up a sentence and propose
it? Yeah, maybe you should write it.
Yeah, let me do that.
And the range is, and we're, yeah.
This is a little harder than I thought to phrase it properly. I need another minute. Okay, here's what I have so far. In 2024, the rough proportionality principle indicates that roughly 42.2% of the city council seats should be majority-minority, meaning two is a slight underrepresentation and three seats would be a slight overrepresentation by a roughly equal amount. Hence, the rough proportionality principle is satisfied at the moment. If the percentage changes in future years, the principle might indicate that we should add a third majority-minority seat. It's not the most graceful wordsmithing I've ever done, but is that more or less what we want to say here?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Can I also say that when the clerk and the city staff transcribes it, that they can do a little bit of wordsmithing if necessary, just
but
because it was written
to,
on the spot.
You're right. That would be good, but we do have to like finalize this today before we leave.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. So it's good.
So I have to dictate that as you type it in there, fortunately. My preference would be to put this in that second bullet point on the second page because that's where the 42.2% number is introduced in the letter.
Yeah.
And so it'll make more sense if we put it there as opposed to a footnote on page one. But
yeah, I agree. That will work.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so who is typing? Should I read that again?
Or if you have internet on your laptop, you could email it to me as well and I could paste it in there. But
oh, yeah, let's do that.
And then we can clean it up.
Let me, that'll be faster. Except I'm not connected to the internet, hang on. Trouble connecting to the internet. Maybe it would actually just be faster to read it to you.
If he reads it, it would be entered into the record, right? So maybe just read it, Ed.
Okay, should I read it like really slow so you can type it? Okay, let's do that. And can we get the screen so we can watch as you're typing?
Is that large enough for you guys to see? Or?
Yeah. Okay, so just at the end of that bullet point, after the word clear, new sentence. In 2024, comma, the rough proportionality principle
close, right?
Yeah. And no hyphen, actually, I think.
Now Jesus is on this.
I know.
On the huts.
I don't envy you, Jesus. I always make a million typos like when people are watching.
Hey, you want to get an email?
I just can't.
Well, is that right? Dude, just stop checking. Right.
Just look over it before you send it.
Yeah. All right. The rough proportionality
indicates that roughly 42.2% of the city council seats should be majority hyphen minority. I think there's a hyphen there. Yeah. Comma, meaning two majority hyphen minority seats is a slight underrepresentation and three majority dash minority seats.
Then my minority majority was transposed on the first one. Minority.
It looks okay to me.
Two.
Oh, yeah. The second one should be majority dash minority. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Would be a slight overrepresentation. By a roughly equal amount. I don't know if we want to like do the math for them and say like 8% versus 9%. They can figure that out.
They can figure it out.
comma, hence the rough proportionality principle is satisfied at the moment.
Principle, not principle.
Oh, yeah. Good catch. Is satisfied at the moment. We're almost done. Okay. One last sentence here. If the voting age minority percentage increases in future years, comma, the principal could indicate that we should add a third majority dash minority seat. Okay, great. Thank you, Jesus. You just did my worst nightmare, which is typing live in front of a whole bunch of people. So thank you for doing that. Let's look that over, make sure we like it.
Mr. Chair, I just want to confirm what you mean by the term seat, because you can't add a seat. That's got to be an election. So are you talking a ward?
Yeah.
Ward.
Yeah, and we should clarify. Yeah, add a seat. You're right. We're not adding a seat. We should. But it's not really adding a ward either. It's changing a ward from.
Yeah, changing the boundaries and composition of a ward.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how do we say that in a clean way? Okay. Principle could indicate that we should.
It's not 42% of the city council seats, but the 42.2 of the city. Of the city wards. Right?
Yeah, the city wards.
The city
wards. Right. Yeah, not seats. You're completely right. Good catch.
The city wards.
City wards, yeah. Technically, that's only among the voting age population, but I think we don't need to get
it. Two minority, majority-minority wards.
Yeah, change seats to wards. Yeah, good catch.
It's a slight under representation, and three majority-minority wards would be a slight over representation.
Yeah. And then at the end, also change that last word in the whole paragraph to wards, but also we need to change the word add, because you're right, that's ambiguous. We should
modify, alter, redistrict.
Yeah, we should redistrict.
We should redistrict
to
achieve a third majority minority. Mm-hmm.
Strive for.
Or strive.
Yeah, strive for.
To strive for a third majority. Uh-huh.
We should. Maybe just take out redistrict too. I mean, that obviously is the whole point of.
Yeah, we should strive.
We should strive for.
We should strive.
That works. So take out the word too. Yeah.
And then the sentence, the line above that, minority age percentage. Right?
No, it's the voting age minority.
Oh, the voting age, never mind.
Technically, every time we say.
You got it then.
Technically, we should be peppering this paragraph with voting age, voting age, voting age, but I feel like
that's
too wordy, and they wrote the principle. They'll know that, hopefully. I think that's good.
I think that's really good, because we're saying what we mean, and we mean what we say.
Yeah, and we all agree, and it's clear. That's good. The next bullet point is like a three-part bullet. There's like sub-paragraphs. The third one of those addresses that scenario that we talked about at the end of the previous bullet point. We could move those around, but I would say that's diminishing marginal returns, and we should probably call it. Did we want to change the word minimally or marginally or anything on the other two times this is mentioned, or just
the motion is to accept
everything. Okay. Yeah. So does your motion include this?
Yeah.
They accept.
That was your amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a friendly amendment, which was accepted and seconded, right. Which means we don't have to vote separately on the amendment, which means we can now vote on the motion. And I think this would be the final motion, right? Because he said keep the letter as is, except for. So, any thoughts?
Members of the committee. Grammar police. I just noticed that in some cases, ward is capitalized. In some cases, it's not.
Good catch. That
for consistency.
Yes, thank you. Is that just in that bullet point or throughout the letter?
Just in that bullet point, as opposed to what Jesus just typed. Where he was capitalizing. I don't know about the whole letter.
Okay, I'm searching through the letter. I actually do see it not capitalized several times in other places. It is slightly inconsistent. I guess we should just put him lowercase in that.
You'll be legally fine either way. Just be consistent.
They might disregard the whole letter because of it. Okay, let's go to that bullet point that we just edited and just make the word ward lowercase so it matches all the other parts of the letter. Or, yeah. That. Okay. And one more at the end. Okay. The only other thing I saw was that we had talked about engaging youth through the university, and we thought maybe high schools probably wouldn't be that interested. But that's not very, I think it's fine to include it.
Youth,
it's, yeah. So high schools and colleges. That's fine, though. That's a tiny pedantic thing. So let's leave that. I didn't see any other issues. Does anybody else have thoughts? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I will have one answer for you that may lead to a recommendation.
Okay, so, please.
Do you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, because I think this motion is like the final motion, so please do.
I don't want to get in the way of your...
No, no, this is a good time. Yeah, thank you.
The question had come up, I believe it may have been through the chair, as to whether, well, what the question was about what is 1043G, disqualification from office for 4 years. That is in the code, not in the charter. So it could be a recommendation of the committee that that disqualification be eliminated. Mm. With the current committee, because of the formation under current law, in theory, you are still disqualified. We wouldn't need a charter amendment, though, to change that. You could suggest a code amendment. And if I don't say that the mayor and council would do this, but in theory also, because it is in the code, if you wanted to seek a retroactive amendment to say this provision does not apply to the 2024 committee, you could raise that with mayor and council. I don't know what they would do, but
right.
So you could recommend going forward that be removed. Mm-hmm. And then you could also separately or together seek to have it retroactively removed for you.
Okay, thank you for that. To give a little context, as when we signed up for this, we all agreed that we're not allowed to run for city council for a 4-year period, which I think is fair because we learned last time from Robert about the lawsuit that happened when people were, being moved right before a primary election that they would have been able to vote in. And so I actually think that's a very fair clause. I had asked staff to clarify, given that since we were told this time not to redistrict up front by the city attorney, I wasn't sure that logic still applied. But it is in the code, so.
But Mr. Chair, that could be a reason to ask for a waiver.
Right.
Also, it's.
Yeah.
It would be waiver that.
Yeah, to me, the logic behind the rule doesn't apply in our particular case because we were immediately told not to redistrict. I personally would probably want to keep it as a rule going forward for future RACs, but I just think for this one in particular, the logic didn't apply. I mean, I don't feel super strongly about this. I just had that thought, but...
I think, logistically, it doesn't really apply. I think it could be waived. And then for moving forward, I think it should still apply. But I mean,
yeah.
Because we can do it retroactively, I think we can wait and see. And if there's one of us here who feels like they will be running for office, we can retroactively come back. That person can petition.
I think we should do it now.
I think we should do it
now. Do it now? Okay.
Yeah, I guess. You're right, we could do it retroactively, but our influence diminishes substantially after we disband because we're no longer...
It would just make the most sense to just do it now, personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree.
Okay, so...
But it is a request to council, right? That's all it is?
Yes, you're recommending going forward, and then if you wanted to ask that it be waived for you, in effect, that would be a request to council, but it would probably need to be separate from any recommendations about going forward. I don't know if that made that clear.
In other words, do you think it should be part of this letter or like a completely separate thing?
I would defer to the committee on that, whatever you want to do. I don't think there's a right or wrong.
We're going to have a waiver on it. I think it should be part of the
recommendation. This letter is the whole culmination of our work. Mm-hmm. If we're going to do anything, I think it probably makes sense to put it in here.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean they're going to do it, but it will hopefully at least flag it for their attention.
We will be flagged for sure.
I don't feel super strongly about this, but if someone wants to, it sounds like people want to do this. Do we want to make?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Okay. I guess we'll need to torture Jesus again here. Should we have this as like a supplement section 5 or something?
Where would it go?
Oh, yeah.
Last bullet of section 2.
Yeah, it could be last bullet of section 2, right?
Because it's more of a recommendation than a finding.
It's more of a recommendation.
I think it would either be in section 3 because it's part of our recommendation, or...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Or somewhere after that as a separate thing.
Yeah, I think section 3 makes sense.
Okay. So a third paragraph of section 3. Okay, let's wordsmith this. But why don't I... when I emailed this question to the staff, I already like wrote it in sensible English, so maybe we can borrow from that.
You know, on section 2, a lot of things are the committee recommends. So there's recommendation language there too, on section 2.
Actually, you're right. In fact, every single bullet point starts with that. So, okay, that's a good point.
So,
I'd be fine with putting it as the last bullet of section 2. I don't have a strong preference on that.
Whatever works. Do you have the wording for it?
Let me look through my...
Yeah, in the bullet point.
Bullet points.
Yeah.
Okay, we can make it a bullet point.
You have language?
Does that, I have the email I wrote, so I can adapt that. Before we do that, does anyone think this is like a bad idea or like any kind of ethical problem? I don't want to, you know, if anyone has concerns. Okay, so in my email to the staff, I wrote, in our binder, it says committee members shall be disqualified from election due to the office of, from election to the office of council member for a period of 4 years from, okay, this is going to be too annoying for Jesus to type it out. I should just email this to him. But what it says is, and we should get the charter, the code number. I think, Dennis, you had that.
Mr. Chair, members, 1043G, 10A43G.
10A43.
It's under tab 2.
Okay.
And it's about the 8th page in.
Okay. Well, I think I had written it up in my email. So the language would be... do you want to start typing this, Jesus, or should I say a proposal first? And let me just read it, and you guys can tell me what you think. According to City Code 10A43G, committee members shall be disqualified from election to the office of council member for a period of 4 years from December 31st of the potential redistricting year in which the committee is appointed. End quote. Then what I wrote is, my guess is that this clause is meant to prevent RAC members from making redistricting proposals that would provide them a personal advantage in an imminent city council campaign. Avoiding such conflicts of interest is a very important is a very reasonable policy. However, since we were instructed by City Attorney Mike Rankin not to make any redistricting proposals this year, and we are only making process-related suggestions for 2028, I think that particular line of reasoning no longer applies. Can you please look into whether we can be granted a waiver? So we could adapt that language or write something new. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sounds good as a base. Maybe just adapt it to be more general. The committee recommends that this action be waived or whatever. You
know? Yeah, that works. Okay, let me draft that.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Trey, can you repeat that more closely into the mic?
That was not the exact words that we want in the letter. That was just to make sure we're on the right track here. So now let me wordsmith that and repeat it more slowly.
I think maybe it's to use the consistent language here, Ed. Maybe you should just say the committee recommends that council consider granting a waiver to the members of this RAC based on the, you know, like use the more affirmative part first. That is the standard here. The committee recommends that council consider, because that's really what it is. It's not like, you know, consider granting a waiver to the members of the current 2024 RAC.
Yeah.
In light of the fact that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Something like that.
I like that. I'm typing that up pretty much like you said, I think. Okay, hang on just a minute.
Waiver from provision, blah, 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 blah. That.
And just a housekeeping thing, we had the motion, which the original motion, which was to keep the recommendation as is with the friendly amendment to add to the second bullet point. I think we'll need a second friendly amendment or another motion to consider this language that we're adding to the conclusion.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
That's a good point. So let me wordsmith this. I'll read it aloud. Then someone can make a friendly amendment to include what I read aloud.
Yeah.
Then you guys can accept if you so choose, and then we'll vote, and then I'll read it again more slowly so Jesus can type it out. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, just a moment.
I'm sorry. Oh, Lord.
It happens.
I hate when that happens.
No worries. Good background music as I'm writing this up. Okay, let me read this, and then if we like it, someone can say I move that we include this language as a friendly amendment. The committee recommends that Mayor and Council consider granting the 2024 RAC members a waiver to City Code 10A43G, which states that, quote, committee members shall be disqualified from election to the office of City Council member for a period of 4 years from December 31st of the potential redistricting year in which the committee is appointed, end quote. We believe this clause is meant to prevent RAC members from making redistricting proposals that would provide them a personal advantage in an imminent City Council campaign. Avoiding such conflicts of interests is a reasonable policy. However, the 2024 RAC was instructed by the city attorney not to make any redistricting proposals this year and is therefore only making process-related suggestions for 2028, so that logic does not apply this year.
So if I may just note that in the statute or ordinance, it doesn't say office of city council member, it just says council member, office of council member.
Oh, yeah, did I get the quote wrong? Oh, thank you, okay. And he just handed you the paper with the code, so that part you can...
So that part's on the screen
actually
already.
I've already written that. Great, thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay, so we'll start. Should we do it like I said, or should we start with according to dot, dot, dot? What I proposed is the committee
recommends.
Yeah, just to fit the format. So at the beginning of this bullet, yeah, great. Recommends that mayor and council consider granting the 2024 RAC members a waiver to, and then delete according to. Yeah. Okay, then the rest of it's good, and then new sentence at the end of that bullet. We believe, actually, is the word we ever used in this document, or is it like third person?
I think it's third
person. Let's say the committee believes. The committee believes this clause is meant to prevent RAC members from making redistricting proposals that would provide them a personal advantage in an imminent City Council campaign election, City Council election. Good. New sentence. Avoiding such conflicts of interest is a reasonable policy. New sentence. However, comma, the 2024 RAC was instructed by the city attorney, should we say Mike Rankin or just the city attorney is fine, by the city attorney not to make any redistricting proposals. This year. And is therefore only making process-related suggestions for 2028, comma, so that, comma there, so that logic does not apply this year. Okay, this year. Okay, so the next step now would be for someone to say, I make a friendly amendment to add that bullet point to the end of section two.
Mr. Chair?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. You have making redistricting proposals. Might you say making or preventing? there's a concept.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good point.
You might not, they might not want to redistrict to
yes,
their advantage.
Yes, absolutely. That's half the, yeah, great point. So in around halfway into the paragraph, it says from, it says RAC members from Making, put Making or preventing.
Preventing.
I had used preventing. I'm, that's just
I like
my
that.
Word.
Yeah. Making or preventing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's good. Great, great point. Thank you. Okay, so if someone wants to make a friendly amendment to include this in Trey's motion.
I mean,
you can't do, yeah.
I make a friendly amendment that we add this language to the recommended proposals.
Second.
Okay, thank you. And Trey, do you accept the friendly amendment?
I accept.
And does the seconder accept the friendly amendment? So that's you. You would say, do you accept this friendly amendment?
I accept this friendly amendment.
Thank you. Because you're the seconder on Trey's original motion, which we've now amended. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I believe we're now all square with the motion, and we can just, let's do discussion. We've already discussed, but any last thoughts? And this is the last, this is the end, right? After this, we vote, the letter's done, we sign it or something and send it out. So any last thoughts?
It's good. I think it's good.
Great. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. So now, do we need to sign this or something? I guess it has to be printed and signed?
Yes, we're working on getting it printed.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, so we can just pause for a minute here.
Mr. Chair, members, the clerk has rightly asked me about whether I'm concerned, and I am a little bit, about saying that the city clerk directed you not to make proposals.
The city attorney.
The city attorney had directed that he was kind of the messenger that the mayor and council were saying don't make proposals.
Could we say something like suggested instead of?
Actually,
I think the action came from the council. They discussed it and said that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't know that, but that makes sense. Yeah.
Based on mayor and council action, mm-hmm. the city attorney.
Okay. I'm fine with changing that. I guess we need like a new motion.
Robert is
That's
fine.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it would be as simple as saying instructed by the city attorney. Based on prior mayor and council action,
based on
not to make any redistricting.
Mm-hmm. It's fine with me.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The comma after city attorney.
And then comma after action.
Yeah. Yeah, let's pause for 30 seconds. I want to read this and make sure it... after dictation, it still works. And let's give staff a couple minutes to think of other possible issues that have come up.
And I'll be glad to add or not act or not act as the grammar police on a couple of things.
Well, if you see anything, please. Yeah.
Item D under section one also states. No, never mind. That's just the presentation by the city attorney.
Mr. Chair, members, the two things that jutted out at me. Second line of that bullet point, that you have a comma after G, and I, if it were me, I would put a colon, or I would put which states that after the comma.
Yeah.
Either of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say which states that I like. Yeah. So comma, which states? We'll keep the comma. Yeah. That's good, yeah.
And then fifth line, if it were me, I would put the period inside the quotation mark after appointed. I always joke that it was part of the Treaty of Paris when we got our independence that we didn't have to put it outside like they do in Britain.
Another good history lesson for the RAC this year. I'll have to check out that treaty.
Yeah, that's obvious. I'm joking.
I like it. Have we made this sufficiently clear that we're not saying that they should remove it forever, but specifically just for this year? I think that's clear. Okay. Do we need a little more time or any other issues come to mind? Okay, so we do now need one more motion because we've tweaked it again. So if someone wants to make a motion to include the wording changes that we just made to indicate that the instruction to us came as a result of mayor and council action, as well as cleaning up some grammar, please say so moved.
So moved.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Last chance for anything else come to mind? Staff, any other issues? Okay.
No,
this is great. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's go ahead and vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. I've never seen such an eager vote. Okay, so we're done with that. Item 5 is future agenda items, but this is our last meeting, so this will be the conclusion of the 2024 RAC. We do still need to sign it, so I can't call this to adjournment quite yet. We'll just wait till it's printed out. We can sign it, and then I will call to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I don't know. I didn't read, honestly, everything in the proposal. Do you have in there that you might wish to continue or that they could extend your time?
No, we decided that since this group of particular people had committed to a particular timeline.
Okay.
That it should be a new group. I'm sure some of us would likely be happy to serve.
Yeah.
But we also proposed that it start in 2026 with a task force.
Okay.
Which would either be appointed by the city manager or run by city staff directly to run a series of town halls, listening sessions, education, things like that.
Great.
We recommended that start in early 2026 and extend through late 2027. So they have a 2-year window, plenty of time, no rush. And then the RAC should begin in early 2028 and have the report that was generated by the aforementioned task force. And then the RAC would have, again, like 10 months instead of 2.
Right.
So,
okay.
That's what we proposed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just sitting tight while we get the paper printed up.
While we're waiting, I just would like to thank you for your service. And I know this is not an easy topic, it never has been, but especially for those of you that returned, thank you very much. But did great work in a short period of time, so we do appreciate it.
Same, I want to appreciate the city staff for all their service, assistance, communication and kindness.
Yeah, I really want to thank all the members of our staff, especially for, you know, spending your Monday nights with us. You could be watching football or any other number of fun things these last few weeks. So thank you so much, and for writing the letter and this great history presentation we got, all the research. Everything's been beautifully organized, and you certainly made my job easy as chair. You know, everything, you did the minutes for us, you did the legal action reports. I'm the president of another organization, and I have to do a lot of that stuff myself. So here, it just comes right to the desk. It's great. So thank you so much.
So, and on behalf of the city attorney, I also want to thank all of you, particularly since, given the direction from mayor and council, it wasn't a lot of fun that we were given, being offered. And you guys did a great job, and we appreciate all the proposals. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it was more relaxed this time. It was, you know, different, very different from last time. Definitely a surprise to me, at least, when that came through. But it certainly, it was nice to have a chance to focus on study session and the process, and we didn't have quite so much pressure and public outrage and things like that to deal with this time around.
And I think we've done a service for the next commission in terms of outlining some very specific metrics, definitions, process that I think it will just amplify the sentiments may still be there of the people who just are going to feel the way they do, but the framework is better.
Yeah, I agree. And I want to thank all of you, because we had great teamwork, I think. I think every motion of our entire time was unanimous, right? Yeah, that's amazing. I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like that before. So it was a pleasure to be a part of that. Yeah. Yeah, I hope we do. Absolutely.
Mr. Chair, our city attorney has brought up a very good point. If we find, we're going to print out a copy for each of you before you sign, if you want to take one last look at it. But if after you sign, we find a typo or some other type of minor error, what we call a Scrivener's error, if we could have a motion to for your approval to correct those, we would, of course, notify you right away. But that's just something that will help all of us time-wise.
Yeah.
And keep things moving.
And no substantive changes, obviously.
Yeah. No, I like that, because we don't want to have to meet again just to say, okay, all in favor of changing this comma to a semicolon, say aye. Yeah.
Let's, especially, yes, with me reading it.
Yes. Okay. So someone want to make that?
I make a motion that we grant that space for the any typographical corrections without our vote.
So moved.
Okay. Well, she made the motion, so if you'd like to second.
I'm sorry, second.
Second. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor? All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. All right. So you have... You have the green light to correct any minor non-substantive issues. Yeah. If there's any other periods outside the quotation marks, you can clean that up. Thank you. Okay, why don't we take a couple minutes to just skim it and make sure we all like this, and then you can sign your copy. Wait, is there one copy that we all need to sign? There's one copy we all need to sign, right? Okay. So let's take a minute to just reread it, and then we'll all, as you finish reading, please feel free to go up and sign. Yeah. It looks good to me. Anybody see any problems? Yeah. Okay, so we do have to sign, and then I'll call us to adjournment.
Chair, did you take marginally out or not?
We didn't.
Thank you.
Yeah. I could go either way on that, but we did end up explaining it, so I think it's fine either way. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And we'll receive an email copy of this, I assume. Or that would be great if you don't mind, please. Thank you.
We'll also notify you if and when the mayor and council discuss this.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Oh, to present the findings? Like a call to the audience? We could.
I'm thinking November. They meet on the 7th and the 19th. So I will talk to the mayor's office tomorrow about scheduling.
Okay. Yeah. Do they ask us things or do we just? Okay. Yeah, I'm open to that. I guess is that common for these committees, for the chair and vice chair to present the findings?
Yes, it is on something like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The mayor and council may just ask you a couple of questions or ask you to explain your thoughts behind the recommendation, okay. Those kinds of things. It's pretty clear cut, but they may want to hear from you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Alvarez, for bringing that up. I'd be happy to do that if I'm around. So just let me know, and Trey as well as the vice chair. And of course, you guys are all welcome to come. Just let us know when they're going to do that, and we'll try to make it. Okay, everyone signed? Okay, I'll call the meeting to adjournment. Thank you all so much. Great stuff. Have a good one.